Well, feathers were seriously ruffled late last week after a number of politicians attended dinner functions on Thursday and Friday nights hosted by anti-halal organisation Q Society. Now, I want to catch up with George Christensen to find out exactly what he thought of his experience with Q Society. But we had the likes of blogger Larry Pickering saying, for instance, that he couldn't stand Muslims. And then he praised radical Islamists in the Middle East for their murderous treatment of homosexuals. I wonder whether this is the kind of free speech that we're looking for in this country. I doubt whether it is. And I think, as has occurred many times, Larry does step over the line. And I would have thought saying that he can't stand Muslims, and I didn't know he knew every Muslim in Australia, but apparently he does, and then praising radical Islamists for their murderous treatment of homosexuals crosses that line big time. And the likes of George Christensen and Corey Bernardi need to be very careful about who they rub shoulders with. There's some criticism of Sky host Ross Cameron for comments he made about homosexuality as well. Not as offensive, certainly, as what Larry Pickering issued at this Q Society dinner. Now, there are some well-intended people who turned up to Q Society. Angry Anderson was there, I noticed, and he did some emceeing for the event. And they are raising money to try and defend Kiralee Smith from the Liberty Alliance Party, and she featured during last year's federal election campaign, because she is being sued by the Halal Authority for her comments about halal. So I think the cause is fine, and there are legitimate concerns about halal and what kind of money goes into terrorist groups, because we've had two instances in this country of money being squirreled towards terrorist organisations and associated organisations in the Middle East. So we've already had that. So this is fair criticism, and I would have thought a fair fundraising defence, but not when they step over the line. Now, the Greens will today push a motion against Queensland Nationals MP George Christensen calling for his sacking from the LNP as a result of his attendance at this Q Society dinner. I've got George on the line right now. George Christensen, welcome.
Morning, Chris. How are you going?
I'm very, very well. What are your thoughts on Q Society now that you've been through the process of helping out and trying to raise funds for Kiralee Smith? Mm. What are your thoughts about comments made by the likes of Larry Pickering and Ross Cameron?
Yeah. Well, look, first of all, I don't agree with the Q Society on everything. I'm not a member of the Q Society. Kiralee and I probably differ in opinion on many different issues, but I do consider Kiralee a very good advocate for the people that she speaks up for, and that's consumers that don't want to purchase goods that have halal certification. Obviously, with funding that essentially comes from consumer spend that goes to the propagation of a religion that they disagree with, and you know that's a reasonable stand to have. I mean, people
despite the fact that it, you know, produces and creates about $8.6 billion in revenue.
Well, the goods do. I don't know that the halal certification does. If you're talking about export goods, then yeah. Yes, of course, but that's not on the domestic market. And they're very different issues. And as I said, you know, there's some people that think that we shouldn't have halal certification full stop. Well, I don't agree with that. I have a different opinion. But look, what's happened is I think she's raised an issue which is definitely in the public interest. And she's there's a halal certifier that's because she's criticising halal certification, has taken offence and brought her before the courts for defamation. Now, that's his right, but I do think at the same time that halal certification is something that we should be having a public debate about and we should allow free discussion about. And these sort of things, dragging people before courts for political discussion, really does impinge upon free speech. So the event was defending free speech or defending freedom of speech, and I was very happy to speak on that topic, defending freedom of speech, because I believe that it's paramount to a democracy.
However, some went too far.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Larry Pickering's comments were shocking. They were disgraceful. Kiralee and the Q Society a disservice by saying them. But I've got to tell you that, well, you know, it's the old saying, well, I'll fight to the death against what he said, I'll fight to the death for his right to say it. He has every right to say it. I've ever got every right to respond to him and criticise him. We don't need government agencies like the Anti-Discrimination Commission or Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, Human Rights Commission, actually stepping in and stopping people from saying these things.
And the Greens are calling for your sacking as a result. Quick response to that?
Well, of course they would. What I'd say to the Greens, they should probably have a talk to a few of their fellow travellers who actually stopped people, physically assaulted people who were getting on a bus to come and hear myself and Corey Bernardi speak at the St Kilda Marina. Yeah. I mean, that is absolutely dreadful.
Way over the top.
And look, you know, would you hazard a guess as how many of those people would probably be paid up members of the Greens?
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of them.
Yeah, if not 100%.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. I've got to get to a break, but thank you for clarifying all of that.
Cheers.
All right, George Christensen.